We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Jewish home. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter, the sixth Mishnah. Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta says, Kol Amchabed Et HaTorah. All who honor the Torah, and here it's a reference to the Sefer Torah itself, to those who learn the Torah. Gufo Mechubad Al HaBeriyot. So, his body is honored by God's creatures. B'chol amchalel et haTorah, and all who desecrate the Torah, gufo mechulal al haBeriyot, his body is desecrated by God's creatures. So the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that a person becomes a different person. We've seen this. We had a Rav in Telz that when he'd walk by, dogs would go silent. The Tzelem Elokim is developed in a person. Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came into Paro's castle, so Paro had vicious dogs, and Paro had all kinds of vicious creatures around him to ensure that no one came in, and they all danced around Moshe like puppies. Moshe and Aaron would walk in and walk out, and Paro's wild animals would all sit down like pups around Moshe and Aaron. Kol amchabed et haTorah, he honors the Torah gufo, his physical body. Mechubad is honored al haBeriyot, on God's creatures. Rav Moshe Feinstein, people saw this. His mosquitoes wouldn't bite him. He'd be in a room, a lot of other people would be getting bitten all the time, he wouldn't get bitten. There was a rabbi who I had the good fortune of being in his apartment for half a year, cockroaches were in my room. Cockroaches were all over the apartment. Cockroaches didn't enter his room. I'd always visit his room. No cockroaches. In the summer, he'd be in a different town. And I'd have his room. Cockroaches entered the room. I'd leave the room. I wouldn't see cockroaches in the room anymore. I don't know. If someone else would tell me the story, I wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you quite honestly. If anyone else would tell me the story, I wouldn't believe it. But, you know, you see it with your own two eyes. What are you going to say? The Mishnah says, he who honors the Torah, his body is respected by God's creatures. Now, Chazal tell us, the commentaries say on this Mishnah, that this is a reference to honoring not only the Torah, but also those who learn the Torah. And this is a point that has many levels. People often want that their home be a home that respects Torah. We have to realize what message we give in a home. If in the house we say, let's take Rav Eliyashiv, he's the big rabbi of Israel. But then we start talking about other rabbis, we won't call any names, but it doesn't matter. We start saying, what does he know? Him, he's just political. Him, he's not really a rabbi. What do our kids hear? What does our wife hear? That there is room for honoring Torah, and there's room for not honoring the people who seemingly represent Torah, because they're real and they're fake. Once you start doing that, so then you have a very hard time drawing the line. Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked, how come in his home his children all came out rabbis? And very often you see rabbis whose children did not come out big Talmidei Chachamim. He said one of the things he was careful in his house was honoring Torah. Anyone that was a rabbi was honored. They didn't start talking, this one knows more, this one knows less, this one's a real and this one's a fake, this one's a this and this one's a that. No. The focus was on giving honor to the Torah. And we have to realize that this is an atmosphere that reigns in the home. If at home we speak positive things about those who learn Torah, so then we give a positive message to our children. We had in Merkaz Arav, when I was in the first year, in Shir Aleph, so we had a guy who was one of the top guys in Shir. And I wanted to see what home he came from. So I asked him once if I could come to him for a Shabbos. I come to his house, I meet people who you'd call the simplest people you ever met. I mean, he used to give out mail, he was a mailman, and his wife was like cashier at some store. And you try talking to them, and they're simple Jews, you know, nothing too complicated, nothing too deep. If I tried to say Dvar Torah that involved more than a simple Dvar Torah, they were lost. There was nothing to talk about. You're talking about simple, nice Jews. But in their house, they valued Torah. They brought up their children with the message, Torah is important. So the father couldn't learn too much. Even when I tried explaining it to Bar Torah and I was off Shir Aleph, how complicated could it be? I remember marveling at, I couldn't get past point one. He wasn't capable of any deep thought. And at some point the son signaled me, don't bother, it's not fair. Like, don't try to say things that are too deep. It took me time to understand that although their son was a top student, they weren't. I think that we see this often. The people who can run a home where the home values Torah, so then they merit to have children or sons-in-law or grandchildren who grow in Torah. And the Talmud tells us, Kol ha-mokir, mandimokir rabbanon, one who values the rabbis, he will merit to have rabbis in his family. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Do we have a Gemara Shabbos here? Oh, okay. The Gemara in Shabbos says, depends on how much he values them, if he loves them, if he values them, that ends up being a part of the home, and then his children end up being big in Torah. His children, his son-in-law, he ends up having a family which is big in Torah. And again, this is a point that people sometimes overlook, and it's a very important point. We want our children to outgrow us. We want our children to value and honor Torah. Well, then it's a question of us honoring Torah. And honoring Torah means I don't have to bring every political discussion into the table. I don't have to bring all the filth that the magazines say about the different rabbis to the table. I'm not discussing whether it's true or it's not true. It's not the message I need at my Shabbos table. It's not the message that I want to give my children. And I can avoid discussion of that. You guys will notice very often when all kinds of political scenes come up, people ask me, what do you say about this? What do you say about that? And my answer is almost always, almost consistently, I don't know anything about it. I can't say anything. Let's focus on the positive in the world. I purposely don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. It's not my job. I don't need it. You know, if I were the chief rabbi of Israel, maybe I had to know what the count was on every person. I'm not. So I don't need to know it. I do need to know how to honor the Torah. So that's something we have to work on. The Mishnah Zayin says, Rabbi Yishmael b'no Omer. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, HaChosech atzmo min adin, porek mimenu eva v'gazel u'shvuat shav. HaChosech atzmo min adin. One who can save himself from going to court, porek mimenu, he is removing from himself eva, hatred, gazel, thievery, u'shvuat shav, and falls vows. And we'll finish the Mishnah next time. You'll ask me, why does the Mishnah want us to avoid court? You go to court, you get justice. The Torah is about justice. It's a very important part of the Torah. That's true. If you need to, you got to go to court. Right. But the Mishnah says if you saved yourself from going to court, you've also saved yourself from other things. Sometimes you have no choice. You can't forgo everything. But if you can avoid it, you're avoiding hatred, thievery. Who says the guy is going to tell the truth? Who says you're going to win? He's going to win. And he might even swear a false testimony. Very often we think that when we're in the right, then we're also in the right in pursuing those rights. And technically, that's true. If I'm in the right, so I also have a right to pursue that right. And yet Chazal don't paint the picture that way. Chazal say Jerusalem was destroyed because people upheld justice. People wouldn't go beyond the call of duty. If these are my rights, you're going to give it to me. If I hired you for a full day and you didn't work a full day, don't expect a full day's payment. If you owe it to me, you better give it to me. And Chazal says society can't run that way. Technically, I have to view things as I'm going to fulfill my obligations. If this is what I owe you, this is what I'll give you. But if I'm the one being owed, if I'm the one demanding, so then Chazal say, we expect you to go beyond the call of duty. Chazal say Jerusalem was destroyed because people did not go beyond the call of duty. They didn't apply chesed. They applied din. This is also one of the important rules within the home. A home can't run on din. You know, you promise, so do it. I know I promised. I wanted to do it. I meant to do it. But it's proving itself more difficult than I anticipated. There has to be understanding and love and care that goes beyond din. And again, this is a point of giving and not taking. We all like to take with din and give with chesed, be taken from with chesed. And it has to be the reverse. We have to demand of ourselves with din, but we have to view our spouse or others with chesed. It's our responsibility to be soft on others, to go beyond the call of duty. And a person has to know that it's not just about what am I entitled to. We can't live life that way. We wouldn't be able to live in a house that runs that way. Our children can't live in a house that runs that way. And our spouse can't live in a house that runs that way. And so the Mishnah reminds us that although, yes, there is a justice system and there are things that are owed to a person and he's entitled to demand them, but he should know that when he avoids it, he's avoiding many other harmful side effects of demanding justice.